It's game time, driven by Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
All right, welcome to the game, John and Mitch. I'm going to start right out of the gate with a hot take here. I did not know that this was going to be the intro. This is not a John Kurtz approved intro. We just had May the 4th and did the whole Star Wars thing. I mean, 21 days ago. That was 3 weeks ago.
But you know what, John?
Why do we have to do this again? Look, I know Star Wars is a big thing. I don't get it. It's not for me. It doesn't need 2 days in 1 month.
Yeah, but you know what, John? 40th anniversary. John Kurtz may not get it, but Manhattan gets it. Northeast Kansas gets it. The state of Kansas gets it. The United States understands why today is so important, John.
Look, it's great. I think this is actually a better day to celebrate everything than May the 4th. Why couldn't we have just skipped May the 4th this year and put everything into this day? It devalues the 40th anniversary because we just did this.
Sorry, John, but Star Wars is a bigger deal in your opinion right now.
Star Wars is overrated. Jar Jar Binks is the only good thing that ever happened to the series. Hot takes. All right. In all seriousness, we do have a real legitimate show, I swear, coming up for you today. We're with you for the full 2 hours. Tyler had some issues getting back from Florida, so he is still out today. It means you get a lot of me and Mitch. We do have guests today. Paul Sullentrop from the Wichita Eagle covers Wichita State. He'll join the show at 5:25. I got the Wichita State perspective on K-State and Wichita State as a potential basketball series, which I have a few other thoughts on in light of basketball scheduling news that we got today that I'll discuss here in the open of the show. But I will say, talking with Paul made me feel like I was perhaps a touch strong on some of the things that I said yesterday about K-State playing Wichita State and why they should. Also, chat with Cole Manbeck. That's coming up at 4:25 in the second segment of the show. Cover some of the topics that we hit this week, including if there's anybody that should be upset about Alex Barnes being slighted by Athlon as the fifth best running back in the conference. You know it's Cole Manbeck who's going to have a good rant about that. So stay tuned for that. You Can't Be Serious at 5:50 as well. That's the lineup today. The Game KMAN on Twitter if you have questions or comments. You can also vote in my poll, which is at JL Kurtz. Mitch, I'm sorry. First time I've done this in a while. If you could retweet it from the game account, I would appreciate it. The Game KMAN or JL Kurtz on Twitter. You can find the poll, which is making fun of the Big 12 SEC Challenge, which is how we open the show today. We got the list of games for the Big 12 SEC Challenge in college basketball. We now know another piece of the puzzle to K-State's non-conference schedule next year. But these matchups are not good. Everybody has spent the last couple days speculating. Kansas and Missouri fans had gone back and forth about, are we going to see Kansas and Missouri play? Which, you know, you knew the answer was going to be no. But should they play? Lots of discussion about that. There's so many tantalizing games that could happen from the SEC Big 12 Challenge, and we got exactly zero of them. So the worst one to me was TCU at Vanderbilt. So I threw up on a poll, which would be the most exciting, watching TCU at Vanderbilt, a trip to the DMV, or watching the Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe show Undisputed on Fox Sports 1. We've got a pretty neck-and-neck race going right now, so rush on over to Twitter and make sure to cast your vote. I will reveal the results of that at 5:10. Who is K-State playing, you might ask, in the list of SEC Big 12 Challenge games? Well, I will tell you, my friends, the time-honored rivalry and tradition of Kansas State and Georgia basketball will be renewed for the third time in 4 years. We can't get Wichita State on the schedule, but you bet we can get Georgia on the schedule 3 times in 4 years. And this is not blaming K-State. I know a lot of this would be out of their hands. I'm sure the schools get some kind of input, but it's also ESPN putting this whole deal together. I'm sure when you saw it was Georgia, everybody had the same thought I did. In addition to it just being a time-honored rivalry, we get a chance to relive one of the great moments in K-State basketball history.
Final 10 seconds of regulation. A 1-2 to the left side. Drives, kicks. Wait again, the other side. Yes! With 4 seconds left!
I assume that was everybody's response. They sounded just like that when they found out it was going to be Georgia that K-State is playing in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. I kid, that was the last time that K-State played Georgia. Dean Wade hit that game winner a couple years ago on the road. The other part of this rivalry recently has been the New Year's Eve game in the disastrous 2014-15 season, in which K-State scored 46 points on their home floor and lost 50-46 to Georgia in a game that really took that season from bad to, okay, you can tell this plane is about to crash. That's how I felt about that Georgia game, and I can remember watching it when we were in San Antonio getting ready for the Alamo Bowl. So the storylines really write themselves, folks, for this matchup coming up, which, by the way, is again at the end of January, maybe the worst part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge, that they plop it right in the middle of the conference schedule. I mean, we've been over that. That's another part of this whole deal that makes these games less interesting than they could be. You have Dean Wade trying to add to his legacy against Georgia after that shot. Former assistant Mark Fox returns to Manhattan once again, and K-State gets a chance to try and even the score in Bramlage Coliseum with Georgia after losing that game and scoring just 46 points a couple of years ago. I don't know how you could be more thrilled about the Big 12 SEC Challenge matchup that that K-State has. Look, this is why I came on pretty strong yesterday about wanting to play Wichita State. Not saying it's an every year thing, but let's go through the list of non-conference games that K-State has lined up for next year. We know most of the non-con schedule. I would imagine the rest of the games that'll fill it out are going to be the buyout games at home. Just bring somebody in to hopefully get waxed here at Bramlage. Here's what we know you got. You do have a road trip to Vanderbilt. K-State's played a ton of SEC teams, whether it's in the Challenge or not here lately. You have a game in Wichita against Tulsa. You have Washington State in Spokane. You have the Georgia game. You have UC Irvine in Northern Arizona coming to Bramlage. And you have the tournament out in Las Vegas, which does feature Xavier, George Washington, and Arizona State. So there is Xavier, but much like last year's non-conference schedule, it, to be honest, this looks almost the exact same. Swap out Xavier from Maryland, and you have last year's non-conference schedule. And everybody complained about last year's non-conference schedule and how boring it was. Not only the home games, but really the entirety of it. It was also supposed to be a product of what the team was. They wanted the team to get some confidence, win some games early, and that was supposed to play into it. But at the end of it, I mean, it was just left you wanting so much more. There was not any kind of real excitement there at all. If you take that schedule and just swap out, you know, say Tulsa for Wichita State, now all of a sudden you've got a game that people can get excited about, people can plan to go attend, people can get geeked up about. You have a big resume opportunity on your non-conference schedule, and then the rest of them are just okay and manageable games, but you can challenge yourself for the one. I think it would make a huge difference if you put Wichita State in the middle of that non-conference schedule. It makes a huge difference in terms of how people would perceive it, no matter where the Wichita State game is played. I think it would help out a lot. You know, and I was reading some fans going back and forth about Wichita State because it has generated a decent amount of discussion on social media, message boards, whatnot here as of late since it got kicked back into the news cycle with the comments from Bruce Weber and Gene Taylor. And some of the pushback I see is just, look, if we get beat by Wichita State, it'll be so embarrassing. Why not play somebody else, insert other good Power 5 school here, very good basketball program here? It's not that easy. We've talked to Drew Spira, who handles the scheduling, multiple times. It is not easy to go get a Power 5 team to agree to it. Here, you have not necessarily a Power 5 team, but one that is headed to the American Athletic Conference, a fairly major conference, and a team that has been as good as just about anybody in college basketball the last 6 years. They're right in your backyard. They have motivation to play you because you are one of the bigger schools in the state. That gives you an advantage. Much easier to schedule them than, say, Gonzaga. And I know K-State has gotten Gonzaga on the schedule, but a team of that ilk, VCU, it would be tougher to go schedule VCU because there's not the inherent rivalry there and the proximity that makes it much easier. Not only the proximity with schools, but proximity to pseudo-neutral venues like Sprint Center and Intrust Bank Arena. It just makes things much easier. It would be a much easier way to do things, and you would not have to deal with so many just brutally boring non-conference matchups. I hope that this helps to push that message across that it would be okay to test the waters and playing Wichita State. And I think it would do a lot of good for everybody involved with K-State basketball. You know, the biggest disappointment here overall, and I can give you the whole list of Big 12 SEC Challenge matchups. I to be honest with you, I don't know if it's really even worth going through and reading. Baylor's at Florida, Tennessee at Iowa State, Texas A&M at Kansas, Oklahoma at Alabama, Oklahoma State at Arkansas, TCU at Vandy, Ole Miss at Texas, Texas Tech at South Carolina, and Kentucky at West Virginia. There are a bunch of obvious matchups that could be intriguing that are missed there. I'll detail a lot of that at 5:10. Plus, why I just really think the Big 12 SEC Challenge and how little excitement it has around it is, in a lot of ways, a microcosm of the problems with college basketball right now, because you're kidding yourself if you don't admit that college basketball is a pretty big problem on its hands in terms of fan interest before March. It's the only time anybody seems to care about college basketball is in March, unless you are in a college town and you have a rooting interest in your college school. But even then, you're not watching many games outside of that. We'll get to that at 5:10. Paul Sullentrop at 5:25 from the Wichita Eagle. He covers Wichita State. We'll get the Shockers' side of playing K-State, whether or not they would want to. When we come back, though, as I mentioned, Cole Manbeck on the show. He gets to vent against Athlon for slighting Alex Barnes, his guy. You're listening to The Game.